At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds.
All right, Wes, we're going to start in the association. We got four games on the card, and all four pretty good matchups on Tuesday. Golden State, Miami with the Warriors 2-point favorites on South Beach. Total 217.
Yeah, two teams a little bit cold here. Been playing a little bit shaky, both 4-6 over their last 10 games. Miami dealing with a lot of different injury issues. Duncan Robinson looks like he's going to miss tomorrow again with the back injury. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hero has been out with the knee. Bam is going to play with the back issue, but Caleb Martin questionable, Kevin Love questionable, Jaime Jaquez is currently questionable as we talk about this overnight. Only questionable for the Warriors is Trayce Jackson-Davis, who did tweak his knee in the last game. I think he's probably good to go, at least long-term.
You know, big picture, Wes? The Warriors are barely holding on to that 10 spot
Houston
in the West,
is chasing
and the Rockets
them down.
Are making a run. Yeah.
Houston, by the way, right now is 36-35. The Warriors are 36-34. It was like a foregone conclusion that, hey, it's probably going to be the Lakers and Golden State in that 9-10 spot unless they both make runs. So, look, the Heat, I mean, the Heat obviously need this too. They're currently in the seventh spot, but they're pretty safe to go to the playoffs. Nobody is coming from the outside in the East. But this is a big game for the Warriors. And I think that they really need it. It's a start, by the way, of a road trip as well for these guys. So, you know, I always kind of like those veteran teams a little bit, Matt, when they start a road trip. And that's what the Warriors are going to have. Now, they did play at Minnesota and lost by four on Sunday, so this is one you need to have. This is their last big road trip of the season because they have Miami, and then they have Orlando, Charlotte, San Antonio. So lean to the Warriors in this one as a small road chalk.
Okay, let's go to Lakers and Bucks. And Milwaukee, 8.5-point favorite, 233.5 is the total. And the Lakers, you know, talking about the Warriors in danger of missing the playoffs, the Lakers actually three games ahead of them right now.
Yeah, it doesn't look like LeBron is going to go with the ankle here, so that's why you're seeing it as high as 8.5. I'd actually lean over the total here at 232 because I think that you can replace offense, but maybe not replace the defense. And he's the one that kind of makes the calls and directs the defense for this younger Lakers team. Giannis, obviously, he's been in and out a little bit lately dealing with that hamstring, but it looks like he's going to be ready to go and 100%. So Middleton also with the ankle going to play. So over the total, 232.
Well, to follow up on your point there, so the Bucks, I would say, play a similar style to the Pacers.
Yes.
The Lakers are off a 150 to 145 game against the Pacers.
Yeah, and usually I would like to fade that in terms of of an abnormally high-scoring game. And Milwaukee's defense has been a little bit better under Doc, but, you know, they just held Oklahoma City, by the way, to 93 on Sunday.
So would you stick with the over even if LeBron is ruled out with the ankle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think you can replace the scoring.
Okay.
In at least a short game turnaround, but maybe not the defense.
OKC, a 2-point favorite at New Orleans, total of 224.
Yeah, OKC all of a sudden now finds themselves not in the number one spot in the West. That would be the Denver Nuggets. OKC, two back in the win column, so a game back overall. Brandon Ingram going to miss. He's out with a knee injury for the Pelicans. Pelicans currently sitting in that four spot, so they would have home court in the playoffs. They're trying to hold off the Clippers here. But line has moved at least to the Thunder at -2. Total has been a big mover, too. I still lean that way at under 224.5.
All right, we've got two teams on a back-to-back. Dallas won tonight at Utah. And the Sacramento Kings won at home against the Sixers. Kings home again. 1-point favorites against the Mavericks, total of 236.5. Yeah. DraftKings has Numbers up overnight on all four NBA games.
Yeah, the double-double king now, Sabonis, 54 in a row, by the way. That breaks the record for the NBA-ABA merger, 76-77 season, so an all-time record there for Sabonis. Look, these two teams are right next to each other. Sacramento, by the way, they both are 42-29. Sacramento with the win on Monday night over Philadelphia got to the sixth spot because I believe they have the better conference record. That would be the tiebreaker, so really important game, I think, for both of these teams. Would lean a little bit under the total at 236.5. I think you might see some defense in this game, knowing that this game matters a little bit more, as we're now only like 10 to 12 games away from the regular season ending.
Okay, Ohio State, let's go to the NIT. Ohio State gave the full-time head coaching job to Jake Diebler, and the Buckeyes barely escaped the Cornell Big Red in the first tournament game last week. I think you took the points with Cornell in that one. What was it, 10?
11.
5-point win for the Buckeyes there, 88-83. They moved on and beat Virginia Tech, 81-73. In the next game, Jamison Battle's been big for the Buckeyes down the stretch. Now we've got a Georgia-Ohio State matchup in Columbus. This is a third straight home game for the Buckeyes in the NIT, and they're favored by 8.5, total of 150.5.
It is, by the way, and Georgia did win on the road on Sunday at Wake Forest. Now, Hunter Salas did not go for the Demon Deacons, but for Georgia, Russell Chichua and Abdur-Rahim also did not go for Georgia. So that's two starters that missed the game. So, you know, I wonder, okay, yeah, you got it out of win on the road without those two guys, but can you do it again? So those guys are going to miss this game, by the way, and I don't know if they can. Now, Bruce Thornton did have an injury against Ohio State, so he is going to be listed as questionable here. This is for the ride, obviously, to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse. The NIT finals and semis are not in the Garden this year, by the way. They're in Hinkle Fieldhouse. So, yeah, looking at this, Matt, I don't know what to do with the side with all these injured players, but would certainly lean a little bit under the total, especially in the first half, because you might see it's like, okay, now that we've lasted this far, we're not going to try to jake it now and just, you know, give a half-ass effort. I'd say under the total in the first half at like 171.5.
All right, with the NIT Final Four at Butler's home arena, Hinkle Fieldhouse, it'd be nice to see Indiana State there, right?
Yes.
I know you'd like that. Robbie Avila, who we thought was going to be a March Madness star, at least briefly for Indiana State. Well, he's in the NIT. 11 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, shot 1-for-6 from 3. Indiana State survived poor 3-point shooting, 8-for-30, still held off Minnesota, win and cover 76-64. And now we've got Indiana State at home against Cincinnati. Much smaller number here, anywhere between 2.5 to 3.5.
Yeah, and I think that this number is dead on, both side and total. Would actually lean a little bit to Cincinnati here. Indiana State has had two raucous crowds, by the way, at Holman Center in Terre Haute. I think they'll probably have a third one here. Obviously, a short trip over for Cincinnati. Look, Cincinnati, I think, is one of those teams that I pointed to when the bracket came out. It's like they may really want to win this tournament. I think Indiana State certainly does too. But the speculation is going to continue around Josh Schertz. You know, what job is he going to take? Because he is going to be in demand. Is he a really serious candidate for Louisville? You know, he was mentioned for St. Louis a week ago. That obviously hasn't happened as he's still coaching. So you wonder if that gets in some of the players' head. It certainly hasn't so far, even though they were down at SMU in the first half or against SMU in the first half and then blitzed them in the second and then beat Minnesota by double digits.
So you don't lean Indiana State?
I lean a little bit small to Cincinnati, but no bet for me at this time.
Well, DraftKings right now, you can get Cincinnati plus 3.5. That's
obviously shop around. That's the best number if you like the Bearcats.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.